I come from Jos, a beautiful little city in the heart of Nigeria. Dotted with mountains, hills, and plateaus, we were once admired, but there has been a turn in our fortunes. For too long, gunshots have become our alarm clocks, waking us into a nightmare of terrorism, the horrors of religious violence. For too long, fear has become our companion and pain our friend. We have no shelter, for from our homes we have fled. But I want a change, because I am tired of being scared. It's time we bridge the divide of ethno-religious lines. Time we set aside our opinions or doctrines or rules or creeds and realize we are pawns manipulated by the high and mighty. We have nothing to gain from these killings and fightings. It's time we rebuild our lands. We drop our swords. It's time for a change. I come from Nigeria, the heart of Africa, the most populous black nation, a land of interesting people, beautiful cultures, natural endowments, and corrupt leaders. Leaders of today who see no value in training the leaders of tomorrow, who siphon our monies and use it to build their companies, who come up with policies that favor them, leaving us with dilapidated laboratories and archaic school buildings. Leaders who mortgage the future of the country for personal gain, who fight to get in vain positions of power so they can keep manipulating us, using us. But I say that is enough. I want a change. Let's get up, all hands on deck, to save the crippling educational system. No more voting based on tribalism. No more yielding to their sentimental cajoling. We must put the right people in their right places. No more godfatherism, trying to be in their good graces. It is time for a change. I come from Africa. 54 countries, over 1,000 languages. It's funny when you think of Africa. We think exotic drums and wild animals and malnourished children and corrupt leaders and HIV and poverty and ignorance and cowardice. But I say that's enough. It's time for a change, a new Africa. We must show the world that we are truly people of color, that our innovations and ideas can paint the world in colors of progress, that we blaze the trail in business, in economy, in our society. Our voices need to be heard in places that matter, becoming problem solvers, not issues of concern. I come from this world, a world of young people trained by technology, raised by social media, so close to their phones but so far from reality, so self-absorbed, so ill-informed, young people obsessed with image in a world overtaken by greed. But I want a change. So I will be the change. Having more empathy and kindness, caring for those who have no one, advocating for those who have no voice, empowering those who have no hope, making the world a better place for those yet unborn. I am here, and I am change.